This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, last year, Tony, we had to do the bullpen start, and they had a starter, and we just felt so confident with Max Fried. What did you see watching the game yesterday? Just the ball too much in the strike zone, especially the fastball?
Yeah. It was not only was it too catching too much of the plate, it was elevated. And during this run that Max has been on, I would say pretty consistently, all the ball is down. Even when it catches a lot of plate, it's down, and that minimizes the risk of damage. I mean, guys may get hits, but when the ball's down, you give yourself a better chance. But in last night's game, you go back, you look at all the clips, he was up in the zone and they weren't missing it. And when he made some good pitches, some pitcher's pitches, you know, the Dodgers were able to lay off of those. And that tends to happen when offensively, when your confidence is high and you're swinging the bat well and you're seeing the results, all of a sudden you start to have better peepers at the plate, and that's what the Dodgers did to Max Fried yesterday. And they got behind the eight ball. They got off to that great start with Freddie's homer, but that five hits is not going to win you a whole lot of games against the Dodger team on most occasions. And for the most part, the Braves have stayed away from those low offensive outputs. That's where I think the onus is going to fall tonight. Tomorrow night is trying to put some runs on the board.
It's our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr., joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You think Dave Roberts is going to tweak the lineup a little bit, given, you know, Pollock has really hit well. Obviously, Taylor had the monster night. You think he tweaks the lineup a little bit and tries to get those guys up a little bit higher, you know, trying to capitalize on their hotness, coming off of last game?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you experiment with having, you know, Taylor a little bit higher in the lineup. Here's the thing. I mean, yesterday, finally, Trey Turner got going. And he's kind of been missing in this series a little bit. Him along with Will Smith haven't necessarily been the guys that they have been. So you may see some rearranging in the lineup. But I think for the most part, you're going to see those first four guys in there. Now, maybe Pollock, Pujols, Taylor, they may kind of shift a little bit, but I don't know that you mess with it at this point. Pujols obviously may not get the start with the righty going in Morton, but certainly I know Pujols didn't have any RBIs, but his at-bats last night were terrific, right in the middle of that lineup, and it really extended that lineup and put a lot more pressure on the Braves pitching staff.
I know that you already talked about the mental aspect of it, you know, and, you know, well, the good news, I guess, for us, Tony, is Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We flipped so much of the roster at the trade deadline, maybe some of these guys don't know about the Dodgers being the boogeyman with us. But and by the way, how amazing has Eddie Rosario been for this? I mean, again, if we win it, he's got to be our MVP, right?
There is nobody who has been as important as Eddie Rosario. And it manifests itself in a bigger way there in game four. However, the things that he did early in the series, I mean, whether you're putting a lefty, a righty, you need a stolen base, you need a defensive, he's literally done everything on that Braves side. He's been the most consistent player. I've been so impressed watching him put together the at-bats he's had, because a lot of times he's been thrown in there, they bring in the lefty to face him, and it just seems like he's burned them almost every time. And yesterday was no different. I mean, he didn't have any of the big home runs, but he was once again 2-for-4, you know, and continued to swing the bat well. Listen, I think, you know, Austin Riley, he struggled a little bit here in this series, minus outside those first couple of games. This is a guy who's an MVP candidate. You're going to need him to get going in these last couple of games in order to really give yourself the best chance. But, again, like I said, it's going to fall on this offense, I think. That's going to be what cashes their ticket in, or what ends up costing them a chance to go to a World Series.
Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us here on the WaitForward.com hotline. By the way, you can follow Tony on Twitter. It's at Tony Gwynn Jr. We got the news. Kelly is out for the postseason for the Dodgers. David Price will take his spot. What does David Price have left at this point?
It's a good question. I think at this point he probably has enough for the rest of what is remaining in this season should the Dodgers get a chance to advance. I don't know how sharp he's going to be. He's had a kind of an inconsistent season this season. But listen, when the chips are down, you never know what you're going to get out of different guys. Obviously, he hasn't been a guy who's been on a roster, but look at last night's game. They had guys come out of the bullpen. Phillips comes out, throws an inning in a third, and is unhittable. They've had Garcia come in against lefties in this series. He's been tremendous. So, and this goes both ways. When you get to this time of the year, it doesn't really matter what has happened during the season. You just need guys to step up in these moments. And both teams have had guys be able to do that. The Dodgers would be very fortunate if Price is able to kind of fill that void if his name is called.
Tony, let's talk about the ALCS, which could wrap up, I think, in the minds of most baseball fans outside of New England and Texas. If an asteroid landed on Minute Maid Park, I think most fans would be happy. The Astros obviously have taken advantage of that strike that wasn't a strike. Eovaldi, I thought he had it, and everything seemed to turn on that at bat because now the Astros are driving at home, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, now they're at home, and this series has been, I think, exactly what – at least exactly what I thought. It was an attrition of who could put up the most resistance from a pitching standpoint, because the offenses have been stellar, and it's been huge kind of swings, right? We've seen the Astros get off to the great start, then Boston run off what looked like was going to be three straight, only to see that offensive momentum put another jersey on in the ninth of game four, and it hasn't put on a different jersey since. So this series still is, I think it's going seven. I don't think the Astros close it out today, just based on what we've seen. I'm curious to see what kind of pitcher we get in Nathan Eovaldi today. I mean, he started a game, he's come out the bullpen, and he's only gotten 2 days rest since the last time he was ramped up and pitching in some high leverage innings. So I'm interested to see what type of stamina, how sharp he is today, because if he's Nathan Eovaldi that he's been throughout the postseason, it's going to be a long day, I think, for the Astros. And on the flip side, Luis Garcia has yet to show that he can perform on these big stages. So we'll see what he does. I think, I think this game, if Boston takes this game, it goes seven. And then we see where the chips fall from there.
Tony, you think Dusty Baker's gotten enough credit for, you know, he obviously inherited a bad situation and all the negativity around the franchise. They're an immensely talented franchise. No Verlander this year. Look, I joke because, yeah, everybody talks about their cheaters and this and the other. But they haven't slowed down. Their franchise has kept right on track. And they're about to, you know, potentially be right back in the World Series again. I think he deserves a lot of credit for really just being that calm, steady hand of not letting a really good, talented team not get off track.
He absolutely deserves credit, and he's not getting near the amount that he should be getting right now. There should be far more conversation about the job he's done. Unfortunately for Dusty, he took over a team that everybody loves to hate, and it gets lost, the job that he walked into. Which I don't know that very many managers not only wanted to, but could have stepped in the way he has and has really kept the train moving. It was a mistake for everybody to think that because of the cheating scandal, because of all the noise, that this team was going to go away. If you watch baseball and you know what a talented baseball player looks like, there's a boatload of them on the Houston Astros, regardless of what they've been accused of, what they've been found guilty of. This is a very, very talented offensive team that may not have the pitching that they've had in the past. You mentioned the Verlanders of the world. They had a Cole. They had a Greinke that was closer to his prime when they first got him. They don't have those type of arms anymore, but they got a lot of young arms that are still learning. But, yeah, he deserves so much credit, and he's not getting it. And the fact that, honestly, that he hasn't, you know, been able to lock down an extension is mind-blowing to me.
Right. All right, Tony, by the time we speak with you next week, we'll be into the World Series. So who's going to be in the World Series?
Oh, man.
Well, you only got four teams to pick from, Tony, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I know. I picked the expert. I picked the Dodgers at the beginning of the season, so I'm going to stick with that one. And I think the Astros end up getting in, and I think we have a rematch of that 2017 World Series. And I know that's what Major League Baseball is praying for. I think they don't care who comes out of the American League because you got two great storylines. But I think Major League Baseball would love, and more importantly, the folks who get the rights to the TV games, I think it's Fox this year, they would love for it to be another rematch of Astros-Dodgers because that pretty much writes itself.
Yeah, well,
I won't be surprised at all. I won't be surprised at all if the Braves win. They are
nice disclaimer.
Yeah,
nice
say,
disclaimer.
We say boo to whatever MLB wants, so the heck with those people up there. Hey, he's our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider Calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Follow him on Twitter at Tony Gwynn Jr. Always does a great job. Tony, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes, and go Braves.
Indeed, go Braves.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.